Good morning. Today is 13th of June 2019. We welcome you to IGSL Morning Podcast. Indian shares fell on Wednesday to snap a three-session winning streak amid weak global cues and ahead of the release of industrial output and numbers. BSE Sensex dropped 194 points, while Nifty Index ended down 59 points. Yes Bank tumbled 3.2% after Moody's Investors Service placed the bank's Ba1 foreign currency issuer rating under review for a downgrade. India Bulls Housing Finance slumped nearly 8% to extend losses from the previous session on allegations its chairman and directors have siphoned off money worth thousands of crores. Tata Steel rallied 2.7% after the European Commission formally announced its decision to prohibit the proposed European steel joint venture between Tata Steel and ThyssenKrupp AG. Globally, the Trump administration escalated threats to hit Beijing with new tariffs, and China's foreign ministry said it would respond firmly if the US insisted on escalating its standoff with China. Concerns of slowing growth in China also weighed on investors' risk appetite after a measure of China's factory inflation slowed in May on weak commodity demand. News update. Retail inflation hits 7-month high in May at 3.05%. April IIP rises to 3.4%. FDI flows to India grew 6% in 2018 to $42 billion as per UN report. Jet Airways shifted from rolling segment to trade-for-trade segment from June 28. IndiGo enters China to start flights on Delhi-Chengdu route from September 15 onwards. India Bulls Housing Finance moved the Supreme Court Wednesday seeking urgent listing of a plea which alleged that it misappropriated 98,000 crore rupees of public money. Tata Sponge Iron is planning to raise up to 1,800 crore rupees through a rights issue to primarily retire existing debt early. Sintex Industries, manufacturer of textile and yarns, Wednesday defaulted about 90 crore rupees repayments on bonds. Wellspoon Enterprises receives bonus from National Highways Authority of India for early completion of project. Market view. After 3 days volatility, Nifty ended on negative note on Wednesday. However, in second half market recovered and managed to hold above 11,900 levels. After losing 59 points, Nifty closed at 11,906. The Nifty took support near its 14-day AMA placed at 11,868, before bouncing towards 11,900 levels. For bulls to reclaim lost momentum, Nifty has to close above 12,062 levels. Till the time, market should consolidate. For further details, refer IGSL Market Insight report on AdventureGrowth.com. Download and trade with IGSL mobile app for live trade notifications. Have a profitable day.